you know, I competed for a very long time. I mean, it was early on was, you know, 93 was, you know, the first year and step away in 08. I mean, it was 15 to 16 years. So, I mean, I feel like I gave it, you know, gave it all, and I achieved a lot more than I ever thought I could. So when I stepped away, I really felt like there's nothing else for me to do or prove, or, and my motivation wasn't there. So, you know, I left on my own terms. I think that helps when you make a decision, and therefore I've never really had the urge to come back. You know, I do have my foot in the game one way or another, but as far as competing, doing that day to day, week to week, month to month, I've done that. And you know, I look back at my, you know, my life, and I'm very happy, but I don't see, there's not a desire or a need to come back and prove to myself, hey, I can do it when I'm 40 after having two kids. You know, there's a time where I just sit and enjoy the things I did and just want to leave it at that.
Ted in the back.
Monica, I was curious your thoughts on this course overall, and will you be playing in the Pro-Am? Yeah.
I will be playing, yes, I will be playing. So I was out practicing today. I got to get my game in shape. So, but no, I think it's one of the best golf courses we play all year. It's always been one of my favorites. I think it has a lot to offer. It's not an easy golf course by any means, and we all know that once the desert wind picks up, it can become very, very tricky. There are a lot of holes out there that I have respect for, but you need to be accurate. It's, you know, obviously distance is important, but you really have to work the ball on this golf course, putting in the right places. But I mean, you come down 16, 17, 18, those are tough finishing holes in any competition. And, you know, I love the way they were setting up the course in the last few years I played, giving the players a chance on 18 to maybe go for it at two. But, you know, 17 is a tough par three, tricky pin, long left. Like I said, I love the golf course, and it's always in good shape. But when that wind picks up, you wake up in the morning and you see kind of a little way in the horizon, you know it's going to be a tough day.